You're more of a Sonic guy.
Yeah.
Pretend like you know what this is.
You shut up. I'll Mario all over your face.
Your parents didn't get you the good one. No. They got you the Genesis.
Yeah, it was the knockoff brand, and it was not good. It was not good.
Someone you buy at Walgreens.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
This isn't right.
It doesn't look the same.
Who's Wanick? I don't know who Wanick is. Wanick the Smedge Hog? That's not a thing. Anyway.
The Spartan brand version.
Spartan brand, yes, video games. Hey, we got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Yeah, pump it. If you've been watching the news at all, there's been a story that's been creeping in there and getting a lot of traction, and that is the trial between Amber Heard Johnny Depp.
Saw this last night, actually. Watch it for a little while.
It sounds like it was a very tumultuous relationship. Like, it was bad on both ends, but it really does seem like Amber is seven shades of just
crazy.
Dude, that girl is nuts.
Yeah,
there's a little bit. I mean, obviously, prosecutors are doing their thing. Defendants are doing their thing. But yesterday, it took a weird turn. And I'm going to play you some audio because some racy texts were shared between Johnny and Amber. Take a listen.
You send Miss Heard a text that says, "Thank you for your letter. I love you." She writes, "Thank you for mine." And then you write, "The only reason we go for the throat is love." And then she writes, "My throat is yours."
Hold on. Okay. Okay.
Wait, what?
What was that last part? Could you read back that last sentence?
"My throat is yours."
Okay. Okay. "My throat is yours."
What?
It continues.
What does that mean?
It continues.
"You're going to be the death of me, but I don't care." And then you write, "I have other uses for your throat, which do not include injury."
Wait. Hold on. Let's back this up here. Could you read that last one again?
"I have other uses for your throat, which do not include injury." "I have other uses for your throat, which do not include injury."
All right.
Not too romantic, are you there, Jen?
Or that's just a type of romance that you and I have never experienced, Hunter.
"My throat is yours."
That's an aggressive statement right there.
Yeah.
All right?
There's some thought into that, you know?
Now, to be fair, if Kiki, my lovely wife, ever came at me with,
"My throat is yours,"
I might be like, I don't even know if I'd know what to do with that statement. Like,
Why does that sound like it'd be something in like your vows or something? "My throat is yours."
Well, of course, you got the prosecutor, the defendant.
Took that to his part.
Do you, Hunter, take this lady to be your wife? I do. And do you, lady, take your throat to be Hunter's?
"My throat is yours."
Yes. My God, that is an aggressive statement. So it's just a total mess. I don't know.
You may now throat the bride.
Oh, my God.
"My throat is yours."
All right. Good God. So we'll see what happens with that. This case just keeps getting crazier and crazier.
It's interesting.
My God. I'm slightly aroused at this point. Let's move on to a non-arousing story. How about this? It was announced the other day that a copy of Superman 1 sold for a ridiculous $5.3 million.
What?
The highest price paid ever for a comic book.
Oh, comic book. Superman 1, the very first Superman comic. $5.3 million?
It shows him on the Action Comics, like holding up the car on there. But still, come on, $5.3 million.
I get it. I get what it turned into. You know, Man of Steel. I mean, Superman is very sought after.
You know,
but dude, for $5.3 million for a comic.
For $5.3 million, that comic better be saying this:
"My throat is yours."
All right, that's what that for. $5.3 million.
100%.
I guess I can't ever wrap my mind around because I'm not a rich person.
You know,
that just seems ridiculous.
Here's why it's hard to wrap my head around it too, because I never really liked Superman that much.
No,
I'm always more of a Batman guy. You know?
Well, and we've had this conversation before. I get it, and I don't want to sit here and be a fuddy-duddy and get the nerds all
just the underwear over the tights, dude. I can't rally around it.
There shouldn't be anyone that can beat unless they have kryptonite. And I understand. I get it. Kryptonite is his only weakness. But for everyone else, just, hey, before the guy with kryptonite gets too close to you, blast him with your laser eyes. What's the big hang up here?
I don't know. Throw him.
Yeah.
Just throw him through a building or something. Dude, he can do it. He can fly.
You can literally take a gun to Superman's face, all right? He could be standing there. You could walk up with a gun and right in the face, and it's not going to do anything to Superman.
Nothing.
So I don't know. I just, it's like, okay, what's the issue?
You could never rally around it, dude. No. I don't know.
You could.
I think my grandma made me a Superman outfit for Halloween when I was like 5.
And you looked ridiculous.
And it was like maroon rain boots, like a dark off blue kind of. It just didn't look like Superman. And ever since then, dude, I was like, no, never again.
Look, it's amazing, dude. Yeah, you were the Spartan brand there. That's what it was. Spartan brand
I
Superman.
Was a great value Superman, dude. Damn it.
Well, this Superman sucks.
It's because it was easier to make a Superman outfit. I wanted the Batman. She didn't have any rubber, though.
Na 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 na. Flying rodent man. All right. Anyway, so yeah, $5.3 million for a Superman comic.
Jeez.
Ridiculous. Lastly, how about this, Hunter? I think you'll like this. When it comes to having fun in bed, it's not just the motion of the ocean that matters, but apparently also the sound of it. An audio erotica expert, and I'm going to say that again because that's the thing, an audio erotica expert.
Is that on his business card?
Yeah. Hi, my name's Ted. I'm a audio erotica expert. Oh. That's not a thing, Ted. Anyway, he just told a conference that the mere sound of waves crashing can improve people's sex lives. She also happens to own a erotic audio app where you can listen to sexy stories told to a soundtrack of the ocean. Okay, so the lady who's saying that wave sounds make you go, oh, also has an app that you can buy. I'm not buying it.
I think it's a marketing scheme. Yeah, I think the guy's just trying to make some money.
Yeah.
I'm on to you.
Yeah.
You know?
So is this what it sounds like? Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh.
High tide.
Oh, yeah. Here comes the waves, baby. Oh. Oh, yeah.
It's not it's not sexy at all.
Show her my wave face. Oh, yeah. Oh. 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 Waves. Oh. That's terrible. That's awful. No one wants to hear that.
All right.
No one
You're
wants
making
to
hear me cringe right now.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah. I feel like that put on would just make me have to use the restroom. Like, right? I was like, hold on, honey. I got to
be right back.
Whose idea was the waves? This is awful.
Why are the sheets wet?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right. It's the motion of the ocean. All right, there you go. So what do we got? This is a busy one. We got My Throat Is Yours, mm-hmm. 5.3 million Superman, and Ocean Sounds Make You O-Face. That
give her my
is,
ocean face.
Give her my ocean. All right. You know what? Let's end on that. Dear God.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock.